Hello and welcome to Pray 365 with Just a Guy. Today I wanted to jump into a quick scripture for the day, which would be in Philippians 1, verses 9 through 11, where Paul writes, "And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God." And that prayer for knowledge and insight and the fruit of the Spirit really is something that I strive for and I'm praying for. It doesn't always happen. In fact, it doesn't happen a lot. But when it does, it's awesome. And so let's go to God in prayer and see how this day is going to unfold. Holy Father, we come before you just seeking you out and thankful. You are the greatest. You are the creator. You are the all in all, the great I am. And I just ask, Lord, for today, that you, Holy Spirit, would guide us, that we would hear your voice, that we would hear it strong, and that we would live for it. That we would live for you, Father, that today you, Holy Spirit, would guide us. I know I fall short so often, but Lord, with you, all things are possible. So, Father, I pray that today, as we go about our day, that we would truly submit to you, submit to your Holy Spirit, to the guidance and the direction in our lives. And I lift up our families who we love so much, our grandchildren, our children, our parents, our brothers and sisters, our spouses. Oh, Father, please be with them today. There's so much good occurring in our families and our lives. And I pray we would see that we wouldn't think on and focus on those things that are a struggle and make them bigger than they are, give them more power than they deserve. When we have the creator of the world next to us, when we have the creator of the world that we can say, Abba, Father, and that we can ask for help from. So, Lord, I pray that today we would focus on the blessings, and that where we do have challenges and issues, where we do have health and wealth issues, and we have mental challenges, emotional challenges, Lord God, I just pray that we would know to turn to you and that we could rest in you, knowing that you love us more than we could ever imagine. So, Father, I lift up our families today, and I just pray for your angels to be a hedge about them, keeping them safe, holding them close, and may they walk with you. For those who don't know you, Father, I just pray and ask that they would be introduced to you and know you in a mighty way. And for those who do know you, I ask, Father, that you would bless them with peace, with health, and with your joy. And that I pray that their knowledge of you would grow deeper and deeper so that they could bring you honor and glory. Be with our families, Lord, this day. Let them know how much we love them, but how much even more you love them. And I lift up this nation to you, Father. I pray for President Biden. I pray for his cabinet, that they would make the right decisions for this land, that they would stand with you and that they would turn to you when making decisions and choices. And where they aren't, Father, I pray you'd put people in the path that would redirect them. And for those who refuse to see you and to acknowledge you. For those who seek their power from other sources, I just pray, Father, that you would take them out of that those roles and move people who love you into them. I just ask, Father, for there to be peace upon this land, a unity of spirit where there's chaos right now. Your church, you ask, you want unity, as we've read in Romans, as we've read so many other places in your word. I ask, Father, for our churches to be united. Doesn't matter the denomination, as long as they love you. So, Lord, I lift up this nation. I lift up our churches, our pastors. And I pray, Lord, for you to be upon them, speaking to them, bringing guidance and unity amongst them. I pray that the church would unite and that we would be on our knees praying to you for this land, for your spirit to move across it, and for a revival to take off and flourish. It is in certain places. I just pray, Father, for it to be a prairie fire and cross this nation in a mighty way. And lastly, Lord, I just pray for our relationship with you, that our knowledge and insights would grow, that we would love you more and more each day, and that we would know you and walk a life that's worthy of you. Father God, thank you for your protection. You've been a blessing and so kind to be involved in my life on a daily basis. And I pray as we struggle, have struggles today, that we would not focus on them, but that we would focus on you and the blessings that you've given us. I just lift up this day to you, and I ask that you would be honored and glorified, and that we would love you with all that we are, all that we have, and that we love our neighbor as ourselves. I praise you and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining me at Pray 365. I hope you have a great day.